How are you all doing? You good? Are you sure you're okay with losing that hour's sleep? You sound a bit tired to me. Good morning. That's better. Okay. So last week, Stefan talked to us. He just started our new series on our Vision Month and what the vision means and what we're kind of like asking you guys and asking of each of ourselves as well, what we're going to be doing this month and what we're going to be looking at. Today I'm going to be speaking about seasons, and particularly the season that we're in, maybe not just personally, but in the life of this church. So I'm going to talk to you about that. But I just wanted to recap just a little bit on... I'm going to have to go here now, aren't I? Just recap on a little bit on what it means to be growing younger. What that means is that we're going to be looking at reaching a generation with the gospel, really. And one of the things that is just so great when we're following Christ together is that we know that if we, wherever we invest, we're going to see fruit. And we can see fruit already amongst our own young people and the young people that are coming. Actually, last Sunday was quite special for me and quite significant because one of my nephews came to church. And I didn't know he was coming, but I also got the, and it was the first time that he'd been here, and I also got the opportunity to pray for him. He asked me to pray for him. So that, with the dedication as well, just little signs that let us know that we're thinking the right things, we're hearing from God and understanding what he's trying to say to us. And we really want to leave a legacy of faith. We want this generation to impact the next generation, and so on and so forth. So we know ourselves that God's faithfulness just flows through the generations. You know, when one of us becomes saved, it has an impact on those around us. It has an impact on our families. It has an impact on our children. And, you know, God wants to impact. God is a God that actually, even though he is unchanging, we can count on him. We know he's always going to be the same. His character is very evident for us if we choose to find out who he is. And that actually, but he does change things. He is agitating for change. He's always been agitating for change across the earth since the fall. He just wants to renew things. He's in a constant state of renewing things. And what he asks us to do is, can we perceive it? He is doing something new. Can we perceive it? So we're going to look at that a bit today too. And actually, he's not just doing something new here. Across the board, you know, I work for CAP. We have a CAP centre here. And when we were at the conference day a couple of weeks ago, CAP are working on their new vision. And their new vision is actually to make sure that even though we're helping people become debt-free, and we do always reach out with the gospel to the people that we see, and we share the gospel and people respond to the gospel, but they need to be discipled. Their new vision is to grow mature disciples of Christ through the work that they do through CAP. In a few weeks' time, some of us ladies are going to be going to the Colour Conference in London. And this year, the title of the conference is To Be Found in the New. So, hello, God is doing a new thing, and he's doing it amongst us too. We know that it takes a family to raise children. I liked that, what Stefan said last week. And it actually takes a church family to raise fully mature disciples of Christ. It will mean, actually, that we will need to grow up in order to grow younger. We will need to grow up. If we're going to disciple others, disciple young people, the young people that come in, then actually we need to grow up, because we cannot impart a level of, we can only impart the level of spiritual maturity that is in us into someone else. So we need to grow up, and God is always wanting us to grow. He doesn't want us to remain stagnant and still. He wants us to grow. I'm actually really personally excited about the vision. I think, who doesn't want to grow younger? Hey, this vision does not exclude those that are older, just so that you're aware of that. But what it does mean is that it's for any of us, regardless of our age, but we are going to have a specific, we're going to invest more of our time in some of the young in the young people, not just the young people that we have, but the young people out that aren't currently with us that need Jesus. But it is going to involve all of us, and we need to grow up, and also we need to actually have a generational shift in our, we have to have a generational mindset. So that's going to require us to shift the way we think about things, to be open to the new, and just to shift and to perhaps reset ourselves so that we're looking at the new and embracing the vision and taking it on board. So we're going to have to shift. Some of us are going to have to shift our mindsets. We're going to have to replace our old mindsets with a new mindset. And you know, we know that that can happen. We know that that can take place. You know, this is nothing new. The Bible does encourage us to renew our minds. And that's like on a regular, ongoing thing, that we just renew our minds. But, you know, we are in a particular season, and I love it that the clocks have gone forward this morning, actually, because that just helps me in part of my message in terms of going forward. It means that we've gone in forward. We're now actually in, I think, officially in British summertime. So that means that we've left the winter behind. But you wouldn't have known it, would you? Actually, you can now. Hello, the sun is shining. This morning, I was like, you're joking. You know, sometimes we think that we're entering into a new season. But then, and it's been, the sun has been shining. And then, you know, this morning, it was awful this morning when I got up. It was cold, it was raining. And it was like, really? Have we really changed seasons? So, you know, seasons, the seasons that we're in take a period of adjustment. And sometimes we have to be fully immersed in the new before we can actually realize that we're in a new season. So just a couple of things about seasons before I break something else open is that, you know, life happens in seasons. Doesn't it? We all have different seasons. In fact, we'll all be in different seasons in our lives. Different seasons. You know, I became a grandmother for the first time at the beginning of this year. So this is a new season for me in that. And I'm absolutely loving it. What's not to love, apart from when they're just sick all over you? You know, like when you've got your best top on, you forget all that, don't you? And then you hold your grandchild and they just sick all over you. And even sometimes just sick in your face. It's like, oh, please. Sorry about that little detour. But you know, but the Bible also tells us that there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. Seasons have been given to us by God. We can't control the seasons any more than actually we can control much else. But they happen to us regardless of how we feel about them. Winter, spring, summer and autumn, they come to us whether we like them or not. But what their rhythms teach us about is our spiritual lives and the ways of God. And one thing that is so important is that we learn to discern the time or season that we are in. We are really susceptible to miss what God is doing in us if we can't discern the season that we are in. And each season is sent to us for a specific purpose. So, you know, the fact that the clocks have gone forward, I see it as a gift, because what happened is, I mean, nowadays, because we've all got mobile phones, it just happens automatically, doesn't it? But there used to be a time where, you know, before 12 o'clock or at 12 o'clock the night before, you put your clocks forward so that when you got up in the morning, you would be aware of what time it is. But that means that the clocks needed to be set forward, that they needed to be reset. And I think that actually the first thing that we need to do in order to set ourselves forward is to reset our hearts and minds. I've already spoken about mindset. So how is your mindset this morning? Because if our mindsets are going to be focused on the old ways of doing things, the what is, instead of the what ifs, then it's going to be very difficult for us to look forward and see what God is doing. So I think that some of us might need to reset our internal clocks and set ourselves, set them so that we're looking forward rather than backwards, that we're focusing on the new and learning to let go of the old. Seasons are for a determined period of time. They have a beginning and an ending. And God himself, who is unchanging, he's the one that sets the times and the seasons for us, even the ones that we experience in our personal lives. And I actually find that very comforting and very, that gives me security, because I know that whatever season we can be facing, if it's a difficult season, a season of unexpected, of uncertainty, or where there's suffering and pain, we know that the season will eventually come to an end. But one of the things that we are prone to do is we're prone to try and jump out of that season because it's uncomfortable or we don't like it. And when we do that, when we pull ourselves out, where we try to take things on for ourselves and make things better for ourselves, that can often leave us in the position where God is unable to do what it is he wants to do in our hearts and in our minds, and then as an outflow of that in our lives and in our world where it shows up. So God is in the business of change. Just the very nature, the gospel is a gospel of change. You know, Jesus Christ came to transform lives. That means that we can change. I think some of us may have mindsets that we can't change. I will never change this about myself. I just can't do it. I've tried so many times and I just cannot change. Well, I want to tell you today that you can, but you just have to believe that you can. So we need to change our mindsets. We also need to invite God into the season that we're in personally. We need to invite him into this season that we're in as a church. We need to be able to hear from God. We need to be able to understand what it is he is saying to us and what it is that he wants us to do about it. So we really need to hear from him. Invite God to speak into your current season and ask him to place in your heart whatever he wants you to know during this time, whatever he wants you to know. So instead of jumping out of, you know, a difficult season, or maybe even just the thought of something being new and having to sort of re-envision things and do something new seems like, oh, I don't know if I can do any more change. I've just had enough of change. So just don't opt out. Don't opt out on this journey that God is taking us on. In this transition phase, just do not opt out on what God is doing. Avoid the temptation to get out of it prematurely. Allow God to do what he wants to do with us. There is wisdom in surrendering to the season. We know that, don't we? We know Jesus said that unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it's not going to... Sometimes we just have to surrender to what's going on, to what's happening. But I think our natural inclination is to fight. I know it's mine, but it's to fight it. And we just need to surrender, and we need to hold the tension of where we've been, to where we are now, and to where we're going. This season will have moments of stretching for us as God shapes and births something new in our hearts. It's going to require a stretch for us, and you know, we're not really going to fully know until we're entering into it, and we know some, but we don't know it all. But God never wastes a season. Whatever season you're in now, God is not going to waste it. So we're going to be in a season of transition, and actually change is part of the journey. And it begins with you and I. We need to change. We need to allow God to change us from the inside out. We need to be prepared as a church, actually, with our practices and some of the things that we do. We need to be prepared as followers of Christ almost to change everything about ourselves if he asks us to, except our core beliefs. Now, I know that that's really like, what? But, you know, we need to be people that are adaptable and flexible. You know, old ways won't work for the new stuff. Old ways won't work. We will need new ways of thinking and new ways of doing. It means we're going to have to let go of what is behind and fasten our hearts to the future. I love that. Let go of what's behind and fasten our hearts to the future. That we give over the old for the new. You know, sometimes you can't actually step into the new. Sometimes we kind of wait. We want the new to come, don't we? We so want the new. Let's face it, so many of us, I've just heard already this morning, you know, people want a new dream. People want to do things differently. They just want something new. New is good, isn't it? New is good. It enlivens us. It gives us life. It makes us feel good. New is good. And actually, it's good that we have these times of discontent. And it is actually good, believe it or not, that we have times of crisis, because it's usually in those times that we see that something needs to change, that something needs to give, that we can't go on the same way that we've gone on before. And that applies for us in our personal lives, but it actually does apply for us corporately too, as the body of Christ here. We cannot reach the town with the message of the gospel and see this place full. But not just this place, further, you know, out in the foyer. Maybe we have to change the building. We're not going to be able to see that if we don't change our ways of doing things, because otherwise we would have seen it already. Yeah? We can't keep doing the same thing and expect different results. Now, so let's look at the what is. It was really good at Vision Night. Caroline had done a slide on where we're currently at a church, because it's really good to have an honest assessment of where you're at and the reality of that. And that is the what is. That is the now. That is the state of play now. That's wherever you are at personally and us as a church. That is the now. What is. But what about the what if? What about the what if? What if things can change? What if young people do just start coming to church anyway? They're drawn, like my nephew last week. What if we see that? What if? Let's start thinking the what ifs and not settling for the what is. It will mean that we're going to need to practice restraint so that we don't run off and run wild and go astray. You know, sometimes you get so excited you want to just do something straight away. And you don't kind of like think about it. In fact, a lot of you won't know this, but I'm actually practicing quite a lot of restraint right now as I speak, because I've got this thing, so I can't kind of like wander around with it, because as you know, I usually walk about a lot. So I'm holding this tension within myself of having this stuff in me that needs to come out, that needs to be said, because it's in me. But I would prefer to be like just galloping up and down across here so that I can feel the energy of it, feel what's happening, but I'm practicing restraint. I'm holding the tension between what I would love to do, but actually what I really believe it is necessary for me to, because I really believe that we need to get this message, guys. We really need to get this message. We say that there is a time, God has said that there is a time and a season for every activity under the sun, and I just really feel that it's our time. The time is now. The time is now for us to let go of the stuff from the past. The time is now for us to fasten our hearts and fix our eyes on the author and finisher of our faith, Jesus Christ. It's time for us to look ahead, to look forward, to stop looking back. It's time for us to deal with the things that are holding us back from moving forward in the plans and purposes that God has for us. It's time. It's time. And what a privilege that it's in our time. It's time. It's time. We're going to need to stay closer to Jesus than ever. Closer to Jesus than ever. Your personal relationship, my personal relationship with Jesus is, we've just got to get closer to him. We've got to hear and understand what he's saying to us. We need to be open to surrendering the things that are holding us back. We need to be open to being used by God to do what he wants us to do here in Banbury as a church. It's going to require a stretch. We're going to need to enlarge our tents. I was thinking about that this morning and just thinking, you know, I can say, I think on behalf of the leadership team, that we've all been, you know, the pastors, and we've been stretching. We've actually kind of like increased our capacity over the last month or so. Because we've got this in us, you see, and we want you to have it, and you've already got it. Some of you are confirming that with us, with the scriptures that are coming. God is speaking to all of us. It's not just the leaders. He's speaking to all of us, but we're already increasing our capacity. We're already investing more of our time, more of our energy. We're already letting go of some stuff. Because we realize that if we're going to do this, if we're going to hear from God and move forward in this, then we need to let go of some stuff. And so we need you to do that too. We're all in this together. We need to do this together. We need to let go of the stuff. You know, Paul says, you know, get rid of whatever's hindering you from running this race for Christ. Just do away with it. Put it away. Lay it down. So this morning, I want to give you an opportunity to be able to do that. Because we are going to need to adapt and change as people. And it won't happen overnight, but I'll tell you what does need to happen. It starts with a decision. It starts with a choice. I remember, I'm just going to share a couple of things really briefly because we're nearly already 12 o'clock. But I remember this morning, God reminded me, and in fact, I had the same feelings while I was brushing my teeth in the bathroom, is that once I went to, I always had a fear of public speaking. It hindered me in one of the jobs that I had before what I'm doing now. I just couldn't do the stand-up talk to people. I could sit around a table, but I just couldn't do it. I just felt so afraid. And I went to a conference. It was actually a Joyce Meyer conference, and a message was given there. This was way back. This was before, you know, this is a long time ago. This is probably 18 years ago. And I went to a conference, and she was speaking on change. And the fear of change. And I really felt that, you know, this church here needed that message. I was part of the church here, but I actually gave it to David Stapleton. And I said, David, I think God's wanting this message to be shared. And it was just a little message about fear of change. And he said, well, that's brilliant. That's great. We'll have to see if you can do that. And I was like, no, I'm not, no, I've told you, you get someone else. I can't do that. No. And then he goes, no, you must. And I was like, oh my gosh, David said I must, so therefore I must. I've always held David in such high regard. He's been a spiritual father to me, him and Veronica, and now being a spiritual mother, and now Margaret as well. But I ended up having to come up one Sunday morning in the hosting. And honestly, I'm telling you, it was 2 minutes. I'd read in Isaiah where it said, don't look them in the eyes. You know, I thought, right, I'm not going to look. Don't look them in the eyes. Don't look them in the eyes. So I was like looking over and above and looking out, and I was just sharing this little thing about change. And now, hello, fast forward now, God's got me speaking, you know, in many different areas and arenas, and I do still get that, but I felt it this morning particularly. But do you know what? It starts with a choice. So if you want your future, if you want what's ahead to what you can really see, start seeing, start thinking of the what ifs, stop settling for the what is. We're going to be going for the what ifs. What if 5,000 young people do come to Christ in Banbury in the next 5 years? What if? Can you believe it? Can you see it? You have to perceive and see what God is doing. And in order for things like that to happen, we need to change. And the main place we need to change in our thinking, and we need to change in our hearts. Let's go beyond our current range and limits. Let's go beyond them. We can. What if, not what is? Because, you see, God has told us that through Jesus we're being transformed from glory to glory. God is a change agent, and he wants us to be change agents too. And I believe that we can do it. So I have a little ask this morning. Actually, if the band can come up ready. I just really sense that, you know, these tent pegs, these stakes in the ground, I believe that some stakes in the ground need to be put in today. I'm putting mine in. I've put it in. I put mine in a long time ago in terms of being committed and being planted in this house that God has put me in. I put my stake in and I've stayed. And there's many people that have put their stake in and stayed, have been faithful, which has enabled us to be here today. So praise God for those that have gone before us. But I'm putting a new stake in. I'm extending my tent pegs because I don't know about you, but I want to see more of what God can do. I want to see more, not just in my life, more in other people's lives. I want to see the more. I want to see people responding to the gospel. Even when you just go and see them in the street and you say something to them and they start crying. I don't want people to cry, by the way, but I know that that's because the Holy Spirit is working in their hearts and in their lives. I want to see more. Do you want to see more in your life? I'm going to say to you now, if you want to see more in your life, if you want to just believe what God is saying and not believe something that you've been telling yourself or that someone else has been saying to you over the years of what you can and cannot do, I want you to come forward. Just do it. Just come forward, put your stake in the ground and say, this is my stake. I'm enlarging my tent. This is a stretch for me. It's so hard. It's a stretch. It means I'm going to have to get up and walk out in front of people. Ooh, that is a stretch. I'm telling you, do it. Stretch, put a stake in the ground. My life is not going to be the same. I'm not going to live the stuff that I've been doing that just isn't working, the stuff that is holding me back. I'm putting a stake in the ground and I don't know what it's going to look like. I don't know what's going to happen, but Jesus, I'm putting a stake in the ground because I'm saying that I'm not going to live this way anymore. I'm choosing to live differently because I want the new. I'm sick of the old. I'm ready for new. I'm ready for change. Come on, guys, someone needs to come up and put their tent pegs in. It only takes one to come and put some tent pegs in. I'm going to move and I'm going to get down here because I'm putting my tent peg in. Because I'm putting my tent peg in because I believe that God has spoken to us. And when God has spoken to us, he wants a response. He wants a response. He wants to know that we've been listening. So if there's anything that you need to lay down, put a stake in. Put your stake in. Say, no, I'm not. The enemy might be trying to rob me of my future by certain things that are going on in my life, but Lord, I'm looking to you and I'm putting the stake in the ground. Lord, it's Vision Month and, you know, pennies are hard to come by. But Lord, I'm gonna put that stake in the ground and I'm going to give into that offering. Even if it's, you know, that pound that I would have for, I'm just going to give it. I'm going to give to Vision Month, Lord, because I'm putting that stake in the offering because I believe that you're going to achieve and accomplish your purposes through this church here, in this time, in this season, that you're going to do it. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, I just pray that you will continue to draw people to put their stakes in the ground, Father. That this is the day that they will always remember. That this will be a day that we look back and we have that pile of stones where we remember what you've done. And we're not just doing this for us, Lord. This isn't just for us. It's for those that are to come. Thank you, Jesus. Let's play some music while we just make our responses. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. What if, Lord? What if you set our minds on the future this morning, Lord? What if you helped us by your Spirit to reset us so that we can dream again? What if we're believing in you, Lord? Thank you, Jesus.